track 13, and we come to our sports roundup, starting, of course, with football and the South Devon Football League. At the top of the table, South Devon Football League Premier Division game at Osborne Park, Newton Abbott Spurs won the town's bragging rights, as well as the 3 points against their closest neighbours, Newton Abbott 66, who were playing their final game of the campaign. A 1-0 win was enough, courtesy of a Beck Hannah strike, to put Spurs just 5 points behind Ilsington Villa, with 2 games in hand and 4 still to play. The defeat for the Sixes guarantees them a respectable 3rd place in the top division. At the end of the table, Chudley Athletic continued with their end-of-season upturn in results with a 3-1 win at Elberton Villa Seconds, and that condemned Villa to Division 1 next term. In Division 1, True Blues secured promotion to next season's Premier Division without kicking a ball. Not for the first time this season, a Whatcom Wanderers team failed to raise a side and gifted the opposition the points. The decision for Whatcom, who occupy 6th place in the division, could be a costly one. Brixham Town all but cemented their place for another season in Division 1 with a 5-2 win against Ivybridge Town at Modbury Playing Fields. The result confirms Ivy's 2nd relegation in 2 seasons. In Division 2, another team were gifted 3 points, Mount Gould as this week's benefactors, as Harberton Ford failed to play them for the 3rd time. The gap at the top is now down to 9 points, and the Mounties have 6 games in hand. In Division 3, Ashburton remain on course for the title. A 4-0 win at bottom team Brixham Town sees them move closer to a championship-winning season. 2nd place Drake FC have played all of their games, and so Elberton Villa 3rds are the only other team that can possibly join them in Division 2 next season. Friday, May the 2nd, brings the 100th anniversary of the Herald Cup to be played at Newton Abbott Recreational Trust with a 7 p.m. kickoff. Congratulations to both Kingstainton Athletic and Walden Athletic on reaching this season's Herald Cup final. Both have had to endure a gruelling experience in their semi-finals by having to win by a penalty shootout in front of a big attendance. And Newton Abbott Spurs gave manager Mark Revell the ideal send-off in the Walter C. Parsons South West Peninsula League. They hosted Torrington AFC on Saturday, April 26th, for the final game of this campaign, and they prevailed 5-1 in the sunshine. And we'll move on to bowls. That seems to be opening up all over the place now. But on a very wet and soggy Saturday morning, Marina Bowling Club on Sandy Lane, Dawlish, enlisted the town crier and his lady consort to open the green and bowl the first bowl of the 2025 season. And coming up on Sunday, May the 11th, is the club's Taster Day. So if you know somebody who would like to have a go at that, that's May the 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Everyone is welcome. Age, experience and ability are no barrier. Bobby Tracy's bowling green is recovering from extensive drainage works during the autumn and has stood up well to a couple of days of heavy rain, followed by several roll-up practice sessions since the official opening on April the 12th. And there's a reminder that Bobby's annual open day takes place this Saturday, May the 3rd at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. aimed at attracting new bowlers interested in playing lawn bowls. And I think that's as much as I've got for you this week. So that's our roundup complete.